Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's throwing away the time. Are you gathering up the tea?
I'm Stephen Dan bringing this back. 17 till. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Deeney. John is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Hunting in a Farmer's World, which is my favorite book now, currently on top of my stack of favorite books. I encourage you to go wherever you have to go to get it. It's available wherever books are sold. Hunting in a Farmer's World, celebrating the mind of an entrepreneur. John, thanks again for being here. In the previous segment, we sort of set the table with the reality of the economy and all of the anti-business rhetoric and policies that are coming out of Washington. It's just laying up uncertainty after uncertainty out on Main Street. But here's the thing I'd like to talk a little bit about what's happened in the last 5 years, that through dint of will, through perseverance, against all odds, these things have come to pass for small businesses. And one of them is that if you're still in business after all this time, John, that pretty much means you know how to run your business now. What do you think?
Yeah, you're probably pretty good at what you do now.
Anybody can run a business when things are fast times at Ridgemont High, right? But when things are tough, if you can stay in business, run your business, you become a pro, haven't you?
Yeah, at the risk of sounding too intellectual, you know, don't forget what Friedrich Nietzsche said, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
That's right.
And a lot of us have gotten very lean and mean. We saw in 2009 and 2010, when we were in the depths of the Great Depression, we saw a lot of clients have record profits. Their revenues were down, but they had trimmed the fat. They had gotten rid of extraneous employees. They had rethought the jobs. They had listened to you, and, you know, one of the things you've promoted for years is bring in more technology.
Yeah.
Spending a little capital on making yourself more efficient. And they did all those things, and they're running very well now.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to maintain it. They, you know, I've got so many people that look back at the boom 2006, 2007, the beginning of 2008, and they say, I can't believe how much I would have made if I ran the company then the way
that's
I
right.
run it now.
That's right. So, folks, when things pick up, John and I are going to be right here reminding you about this, so you
right.
don't lose your head and you start. I mean, and I said something. I was talking to some people a while back who serve, it's a big company, and they serve small businesses. And I said, here's something that you're going to see. I said, you're going to see a scenario where your customers are going to be able to buy your product even more because they're going to be more successful. For one reason, they're going to be more profitable. Number two, they're going to be able to keep their pricing up because they're not going to be a bunch of startups who are going to come in and disrupt the price structure. And John, I predicted that in 2009, and you did something similar in 2009. I predicted that there would not be a bunch of startups this time, and that's exactly what's happened, hasn't it?
That's true. And part of that, I think, you know, we've talked about this before, Jim, is generational.
Yeah.
You know, Gen X and the millennials have gotten beaten up. Do you realize the millennials, 20-somethings, are now one quarter of your workforce?
Yeah.
And by 2020, they'll be half of it.
Yeah.
But they're looking.
And most of them, and half of the management too.
Yeah, but they're looking at double-digit unemployment.
Yeah.
You know, and that's largely because new jobs. When they talk about small business creating 2/3 of the new jobs in the country, you know, we have always been the training ground,
mm-hmm.
both for new entrepreneurs and for people that are eventually going to wind up in management. They come in and they cut their chops. They learn the basics of showing up every day and doing a job from small business owners. And if we're not hiring, people aren't getting in the mouth of that pipeline. So,
and then here's another reason thing that's going on, John, that I like to remind people about. No small business ever got started by a founder who said, I want to start a business so I can hire people.
Right.
Nobody ever said that. That's not what's on our mind. We want to start a business because we want to have self-determination and personal success, and we hire people to help us make that happen, and we pay them to do that. And so one of the but here's the difference, John. In the old days, 20, 30 years ago, if you grew, you had to bring on more people. Today, we have technology, as you said a minute ago. We have technology options at the small business level out on Main Street that keep us from having to hire as many people. I'm doing it. You're doing it. And so, but technology's not the bad guy, John. I still think that Washington policies are the bad guy because they keep doing things to push us toward technology and away from hiring more people, don't they?
Oh, well, absolutely. You know, the Heritage Foundation said that since the start of this administration, we have 53 new sets of regulations. Not legislation. Didn't get through Congress. Regulations by agencies that cost small business at least $1 billion each to comply with.
Wow.
That's, you know, $53 billion coming out of small business.
Yeah, right out of Main Street. And the thing is, here's what's sad. Those regulations were created by bureaucrats from a law that was given to them by elected representatives.
Right. And you know, we run about 50% of the new things that small business has to comply with.
Yeah.
Is just being done by a bureaucrat somewhere.
That's right. And that what you're talking about right there, that's another reason why there aren't as many startups. But if you're in business right now, you're probably in the catbird seat, whether you're, you know, regardless of how things are going, hang on. You're one of a few, really, compared to how things were in the past. We're going to take a quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.